Praise God. His wisdom.
I mean it.
Alive.
And you got your shirt on to show it. That's right.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Easter to you.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
I'm going to take my seat in heavenly place.
We'll begin with our prayer in the communion class. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for another Easter, another season of blessing.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you that you rose again and justified us all, washed us in your blood. And Lord, help us to go forward in you,
Jesus,
making the difference that we can make in you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We can do so much in Christ.
Yes.
There's the power. Mary wanted me to teach about the power of communion. And when we commune with the Lord, we learn to agree with him and go forward.
Yes.
You know, following God is right down my alley. That's what the Lord taught me was the biggest problem. People don't follow him. Not that they reject him, but this chapter, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It'll give us some insight about following God. Now, the Israelites, they followed Moses, which was following God, out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And they went to the wilderness towards the promised land. They were following him. But the problem was they didn't drive out Egypt out of their hearts. That's what he means by his people don't. The biggest problem is people don't follow him in full. They'll obey him. They'll go to church. They'll study. Mm-hmm. But communing with the Lord, being united with his will, can be different. That's where people miss it.
Thank you.
This chapter will help us to commune with the Lord, which will help us unite with his will.
Mm-hmm.
As we grow in the Lord, just like Joshua and Caleb, they developed. When they saw everything that they saw and received, they developed in God's will. Caleb developed into a mighty warrior. Joshua developed into a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has something. They have things that they'll develop into because we are a creation. Whenever we spend time with Jesus, we develop into God's perfect will for us.
Amen.
It'll be different than God, than the Lord's perfect will for someone else. But just like Israel's thoughts were shaped by Egypt, their expectations was that of what Egypt did against them. They expected God to treat them like Pharaoh. And they never united with his will. Now this chapter helped us do it. This is what he brought to me yesterday.
Okay, what chapter? Give him the
this
chapter.
This is our 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Okay. And we'll look at the verses. It's not that long. He said, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain." You know, Israel, they receive instructions, but for some of them it was in vain. They wanted to go back to where they came, to the bondage they left. And this can happen to the church at this point. Verse 2 says, For he saith, "I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, giving no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed." Offenses can stop things in its track. And Paul is dealing with it. He's helping the Corinthians to develop. And he's showing them the things that's hindering them and also exposing the things that make them strong. But he said, verse 4, "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, and imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. All the things you have to do, it's possible that they can distract you from the love of God. But the way to do it in power is by the pureness, by the knowledge, by the long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. When you love God, you can receive His strength. Mm-hmm. That's the key ingredient. Your love for God makes it all. Whatever you go through, whatever challenges you face, if you're doing it because you love God, you're supplied by His love.
Amen.
And you're stronger than you need to be. And you know what to watch out for.
Ooh, say that again.
You're stronger than you need to be in Him. See, Paul was in prison praising and worshiping God. Anybody that worships God can trust God. Anybody that trusts God can worship God. People that don't trust God can't worship Him. And they were receiving His life through love. They loved Him. They loved His people. They loved His will. They knew their mission. And whatever was opposing them, they were fully supplied to even laugh at those things. They could rejoice when men shouldn't rejoice. But if you're looking at the problem, if you see the problem, you know, that's why Demas left back to the world. He was looking at what he faced. He didn't want to pay the cost. They were looking at the Lord. They knew that they were doing something that was going to make a difference. That's why I say you have to believe in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in what you're doing, the just shall live by his faith. Faith in the Lord works in our lives, and it also works for the mission of God. If you have to believe it. You have to believe in what God gave you to do. Remember, if you develop in Him, you spend time with the Lord, you'll develop in God's will for you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't want to deviate from what they see in others. They won't. They expect to be what others are.
Or they just don't want to spend the time. Mm-hmm. And you're saying one of the ways you can trust in the Lord is to worship and praise Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. if you worship Him, you can trust Him.
And commune with Him.
And even the trust you have will mount up.
Yes.
In work, anytime you see Him, you'll see everything as it truly is. That's the theme. That's the theme of this chapter. That's communion.
Amen.
When you see Him, communion reveals you're communing with Him. You see Him. Everything else, you see it as it is. You see the needs. Your design is enhanced. Whatever. What's the guy's name? He always talk about wisdom. It's a preacher. I remember his name, but
Mike Murdoch.
Yeah, Mike Murdoch. He said, "Whatever aggravates you, whatever captures your attention, that's where your design is. That God created you to solve that problem. That's an irritant to you." Mm-hmm. And as a child, as a 3 or 4 year old, I wanted to know how did things get to the point that they've gotten to as a child. And when I met the Holy Spirit, I asked some questions. I my mother used to explain things to me, so I wanted the Lord to explain things to me. But this is what He brought to me. I didn't know about following God in the sense that He talked about. Now, when I say people don't follow Him, that doesn't mean that they hate Him or they don't do anything He wants. But it's the close communion. When it comes to Him, them doing His perfect will, they settle for the permissive will. They don't. If you go in His presence and just give yourself to God, just like the song said, giving yourself away, and you just totally just yield to Him, you will be united with Him, and you'll see things as they are, and you'll develop in His perfect will for you, and He'll give you something that looked like it won't work, but it will, and you'll do it. And it'll work. and it'll look small to everybody, but it'll be mighty in power. If it looked big, it's probably not God. And sometimes things, they look so big, people say, well, that can't be God. God can do anything. And you have to be trained for this, what He's talking about, God is foundational. This chapter, Second Corinthians 6, it teaches you how to solve the foundational problems. So let's pick up again. Verse 7. Well, let's start at 6 again. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. This is true love, pure love.
Yes, pure.
It's not just acting right. It's pure love. No matter what a person does or doesn't do, mm-hmm. I love them for them.
You can only have that through the Spirit, can you?
Yeah, that's right. And when you do that towards others, you see the benefits of giving that kind of love, and then you automatically know that God does the same thing for you. It's easy to receive and operate in faith when you love people.
Yeah, praying in the Spirit helps you do the love, doesn't it?
Yeah. Praying in the Spirit, that's the heart of communion. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're giving God something to work with. He's praying and communing with you, and you can, you're developing, you're growing. Uh-huh. You're praying His perfect will for your life.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Then, when He revealed it to you, it's easier for you to receive. Okay, verse 7. I got one more minute. By the word.
Can we just take one break?
I got
right
two.
Now?
I got one for.
Okay, we're going to let you go back to it. I'm not rushing you either. Can we just. I'm sensing that we need to pray in the Spirit for just 2 minutes.
Yes.
To quicken our bodies.
Yes, amen.
Shaka.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for that refreshing. Thank you for that refreshing. God wanted to refresh His children.
Thank you,
Jesus. And if you just yield to the Spirit, you refresh. He wanted to refresh His children.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you can continue.
All right, we'll close with verse 7. He said, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness. We didn't make ourselves righteous. He made us right by the armor of righteousness. Our righteousness has an armor with it, according to this. On the right and on the left, we're fully surrounded by righteousness. His righteousness.
We're surrounded by righteousness.
He said, by honor and dishonor, evil report, good Jesus. Report, as deceivers, yet true. All the opposition can't hold up.
Amen.
Verse 9, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed. The world is against us, but we're fully supplied by the Lord to do all His perfect will. And as we go forward in Him, we're going to find out that we are more than we know. We read about it. Many people read about their authority and the victory with the head and not the tail. We read those things, but when you follow God, you learn that it's true in your life. Eventually, you'll have the revelation that you just can't be defeated unless you choose to be defeated. If you get defeated, you have to choose to be defeated. Doubt is a choice. Mm-hmm. Love is a choice. Faith is a choice. Worship is always a choice. You don't just go into worship by surprise. You choose to worship. You choose to praise God. You choose to take the high road.
Yes.
You choose to love your brothers and sisters, even the contrary ones. It's always a choice. And we...
You said something about then about the high about went back to worship. We said that helps with trust. You said trust mounts you up. Yep. That made me think of the mountain with wings is an eagle.
Yeah.
And then you said everything looks small. When you're up there with the eagle, everything does look small.
It does. So, when you trust God and you worship Him, your trust mounts up.
Yes.
At your will, you can. If you don't feel like, well, I don't feel strong enough, you can just worship God and receive whatever you need, the wisdom, the knowledge, the love. He'll fully supply you in the midst of the worst.
And when you worship God, you're in His presence.
Amen.
Yeah.
And when you're in His presence, 1 Corinthians 3:18 said you got to change. Mm-hmm. You're going to change. Mm-hmm. You can't stay the same when you go into His presence.
No.
You can't. It's no way. The Spirit helps change you when you're in His presence. Yeah. See, we think worship is for Him, but worship is for us too.
Yeah.
We receive from it. We're changing.
Yeah. Yes, we receive from it, but He's worthy of it.
Amen. He's worthy of it. So we receive from it, He's worthy of it.
And He'll be with us always. This study in this chapter would be a good idea. In your spare time, in your study time, it gives you a revelation of your life and what God can do with it. Okay, we're out of time, but we'll pick up at verse 10 if the Lord tarries another week. If not, we'll do it in heaven. This is the Holy Communion book by Joseph Prince, page 64. We'll take our communion. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive." Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. When Jesus bore those stripes, to the world it looked like He lost. But He knew that He was paying for our right to be healed.
Amen.
And God recognizes it. And by His stripes, lay your hands on your body.
Ah.
By Jesus' stripes, we're healed. No attack can succeed.
Yes.
Every condition is made whole again. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Go in Jesus' name. Praise God. You have no place.
That's right.
We are the temple of the Lord.
Yes. He cast rebellion out of heaven, and we can do the same for our body.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
Rebellion in heaven, and there's no rebellion. We bind it. Because it was bound.
Woo!
Woo! And we release the righteousness of God in the body.
Yeah.
Into every cell, every organ.
Amen.
The spaces between the organs. And there is peace.
Peace.
In our bodies.
Yes.
Peace in every cell. Every cell divides and becomes a light kind, like He created us.
No mutations.
An exact duplication.
Amen.
Of kind, healthy, alive, wonderful cells.
Amen.
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 Glory.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Thurston. That's very good.